Hello and welcome to this week's lesson. You know, I remember being in school and I was taking an investments class, and the teacher gave us an assignment where he told us to use the stock market, play it, and intentionally try and lose as much money as possible. And everyone thought this was going to be very simple, right? Because we always assumed it's hard to make money, it's easy to lose money. And what we quickly found out is that it was just as difficult to lose a lot of money as it was to make a lot of money. Right? Because both of those things required some kind of ability to predict what the stock market was going to do. And the reason this matters is because when it comes to weight loss, oftentimes what we assume is that we're always trying to stop ourselves from eating a lot of food. Right? Always assume that we just want to eat everything all the time and that we have to stop ourselves from doing that. And what I've found is that that's not really the case. Okay? When we stop thinking like that, we oftentimes will self-regulate our eating and eat what's appropriate. And sometimes, if the presupposition, the idea that we have is that we always want to pig out and eat everything, we have to stop ourselves from doing that, then it can actually increase cravings and cause us to eat more. So what I want you to do this week is a little experiment. And I want you to add into your week here a pig out day or two. Okay, it's an experiment. And what I want you to do is I want you to give yourself the entire day from the moment you wake up till you go to sleep, and you can eat everything and anything that you want. Now you got to understand, okay, because sometimes I say this to people and they get nervous, they get scared, they think they're going to put on 5 or 10 pounds. The truth is that a day or two of overeating is not going to influence your weight at all. Okay, it's the 80-20 rule, that your body is really the result of 80% of your eating. Okay, not the occasional dinner or holiday eating or party eating that you do. It's the habitual eating patterns you have. So 1 or 2 days is not going to change anything. Okay, what it can do though is that it can show you that when you all of a sudden take off the idea from yourself that you always want to eat and you have to stop yourself, and you're always struggling to stop yourself, and you give yourself free rein, you're going to tap into a different part of your personality, in a sense. And when you allow yourself to eat everything and anything that you want, what I think you're going to find is that you don't want to eat everything in sight. Okay, it's a very, very enlightening experiment to go through. Okay, because you may realize there's a part of you that really does want to eat well, that wants to make good food choices. But when we change the frame of this, and again, everyone knows this because there's been things in your life that you've been forced to do. Right? Schooling is like this for people sometimes. Maybe they go to school in a capacity where they have to and they're being forced, and they rebel against it because of that. And then maybe they get older and they get interested in something and they go to school to learn it, and they love it because it's their own choice. Okay, so the frame of forcing yourself to do something in and of itself can not only make it unpleasant, but also create worse results because you create an unconscious rebellion against it. So when you change the frame around what you're doing and it becomes something that you want to do, or you can eat any way that you choose to, then you might find that there's a part of you that really does want to eat well. And there's a part of you that wants to regulate how you're eating, like genuinely, truly wants to, because it feels better. And you can tap into this with these pig out days, okay? Give yourself complete and total free rein to eat anything that you want. And I genuinely mean this. Now, 1 or 2 days, you might eat everything, right? You might stuff yourself silly. And that's fine. That's part of this, because there's no right or wrong here. There's no correct response you're supposed to get. It's really just about experimenting and playing around and seeing how you feel and how you think when you approach food and eating in a different way. That's the main goal here, okay? Different people learn different lessons, but for most people, it is a different way to think about food and eating to say, I'm gonna eat everything and anything I want today, and to notice what that leads to, okay? Because we just wanna shift things up continuously, regularly, until we get to the place where we're completely happy with where we're at. And I got to tell you, I've never met anyone who is not always reaching for another level, a higher level of eating, of health, of energy, of the way their body looks. Okay, so it's a never-ending quest and journey, so we want to shift things up. And this is a fun way to do it, because if you're like 99% of the people, again, you're always concentrating on restricting what you're eating. And again, if you need to restrict what you're eating, the assumption behind there is that you want to eat everything and that you're constantly stuffing your face. All right, so we just want to play around with that a little bit. And give yourself a day or 2 days, and you can even do it for a couple of weeks, where you give yourself a day or two where you can eat anything. And the other thing that that does is it kind of gets it out of your system. You see, sometimes if we're always kind of restricting ourselves, we always feel like we're holding ourselves back. And sometimes we never really, so say you want to eat an ice cream sundae, but instead, you know, you get like an ice cream cone, and then you get an ice cream snack. Right? And then you eat a little bit of ice cream out of the ice cream in the freezer, right? Because you never just go full out and get the sundae, for example. So sometimes if we're always restricting ourselves, it's like we're always thinking about that ultimate thing we want to eat or we want to have. And because we don't actually give into that, we nibble on things along the way, all right? And so sometimes we just get what we wanted, it sometimes will calm ourselves down. It'll let ourselves relax, you know? So again, there's a lot of different things that you can learn from this experiment, but the one thing that I've seen everyone who's done it is that you will get something out of it. Okay. You will learn something about yourself, and I'm urging you, okay, truly give yourself free rein and see what happens. There's no right or wrong. It's just about being aware of what you're thinking, how you're feeling, what your behavior is. Okay. But literally, genuinely, you can have anything you want. That's the idea here. Okay, and you do it for a day, 2 days. You don't have to track it, right? This isn't a cheat day even. This is literally a day where you give yourself complete and total relaxation to just do what you want, eat what you want. Okay, so that's one more thing I want you to focus on is the relaxation, the lack of energy it's taking to stop yourself, to hold yourself back. Tap into that relaxation of what it's like to just do what you want. Okay, give yourself a day or two of that, all right? And again, you can do it carried out for a couple weeks if you want. Because you can learn a real, real lot, and where you come out on the other side of that might be a lot better. Okay? So do this. Play with it, right? See what happens, and I'll talk to you next week.